got the size 5.5 boots that should fit her, and I got new vests and unders, and a new white socks and new navy blue socks, and I've packed everything into your backpack. Mind you, don't crease the jumper. I've kept the coat hanger because I think that might help your mum a little bit, save on space. Packed everything into your backpack. Will that be okay?
Oh, thanks, Elle. I don't know what I would do without you if I didn't have you to choose Cassie's clothes. She's growing up so fast now. She needs something new every week.
Oh, that's all right, sweetheart. You know I'm always glad to help. I love buying clothes for little things anyway, and I've always got to shop for Lacey's.
Mummy, didn't they have that jumper, you know, the white one with the little blue flowers in my size? It's never so pretty. I want one like that as well as the little Cassie.
Because you've got enough things, Impy. You've got a cupboard full of clothes, hasn't she, Bert?
Yes, you have. I can hardly... I can hardly shut the door with all the clothes you've got.
Oh, hey, Bert, can't little Cassie come and play with me one time? I want to play house with her. We could have lovely times and she'd like to see all my clothes and all my toys. I want to see the little Cassie. We could have wicked games like
Oh yes, we did indeed. We had a fabulous time playing that game. I remember it as if it was yesterday.
Mr. Charlie, dear! Krista! Wolfie! Hurry up, will you? Your breakfast is going to be on the table any minute now! Stop shouting. I can't find the Monkey Weekly Gazette. Have you seen it? I think the last time I saw it, Boofy was wiping his paws on it when he came in from the garden. Oh, Lacey, dear. I hadn't finished doing the crossword. Really? Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Charlie, dear. Well, you could buy another one on the way to work. Oh, I suppose I'll have to, won't I?
All right, Lacey Lou, I'll pass you it. But you are so funny. You really are. You can't leave Mr. Charlie Dear in peace. He can't even read his paper in the morning.
Well, never mind that now. Anyway, here comes Mr. Charlie Dear for his breakfast. Oh, there you are, Mr. Charlie Dear. Your fried bananas are all ready and nice and brown, just the way you like them. Oh, thank you, Lacey Dear. Oh, they do look good. Mr. Charlie, dear. Oh, and I put your lunch in your backpack as usual. It's all ready for you. Oh, thank you, Lacey, dear. What's in my sandwiches? Oh, winter cabbage, onions, yellow bell peppers, oh, and a jalapeno. Oh, and I managed to find you some baby sweet corn. It was very difficult to get at the supermarket, but I did get the last two packs. Oh, you're a good girl, Lacey, dear. I got. Oh, the usual. 10. Oh, wonderful. Is there any fruit? Yes, I managed to find a nice big honeydew melon. And mind you have it all to yourself and don't give in to that naughty Bernie. Oh, I won't, I promise, dear. That's all right. Oh, it's going to be a lovely lunch. What are you planning on cooking for tea? I thought I might do a nice parsnip cabbage and turnip hot pot. It's a very good one to have this time of year. Oh, that will be lovely. Couldn't we have some of your homemade baked beans? Of course we can, Mr. Charlie, dear. Crystal! Boofy! Boofy, Crystal! You're going to be so late. Will you get down here? Otherwise you'll have no time for breakfast before Mrs. Primrose gets here. Boofy! Crystal! Oh, dear. The porridge is going to burn if they don't get down here soon.
Poor Crystal and Boofy. Why do you give them porridge? It's disgusting stuff.
No, it's not. Porridge is good for them. Oatmeal is really good stuff, and I make it with nice honey and dried fruit, and it's very good for darling Crystal and Boofy. Only Mr. Charlie doesn't like it either, so I can't make him eat it. But Crystal and Boofy have it. It's very good for them.
Well, if I was Boofy, I wouldn't eat it either. I'd put my paws all in it and wipe it all over your nice polished hall floor.
Oh, you're nasty, mean, nasty old pointy ears. Look, what a nasty thing to do. That's not very good. Anyway, Boofy won't do that. He's a good little boy. He's a little good doggy. Oh, there they are. Kisto. Oh, there's my good Kisto. She's in her nice special walkie-walkie thing so she can go to school because she's a mermaid and she can't swim to school. There she is. Thanks, Bert, for making the magic. There's a good girl, Kisto. Come here and have your breakfast, darling. Good morning, Mum. I'm all ready for school. I've gone to school with my best friend, Rosie Primrose. That's a good girl. Boofy! Boofy Hodden! Where have you got you? I won't tell you again! Come down here, your breakfast is ready! Oh. Here I am, Mummy. I'm so sorry for being late. I wish we didn't have to have oatmeal for breakfast, Mummy. I know it keeps us warm on the inside, but I'm not very keen on it. Can't we have cereals or toast or something else instead? No, you cannot, Boofy Hodden. Sit down here by the table and have a Boofy. Get your paws off the table this minute. Now just let me put this up here. That's right, one foot kiss, don't.
Lacey Lou, off you go.
There's Mrs. Primrose outside with the people carrier. Come on, children, don't keep on waiting. Boofy, put your shoes on. Boofy, get into your shoes, double quick. Oh, Mummy, I can't find my other shoe, Mummy. I can only find one. Oh, Boofy, hard and really. Hurry up, here it is. It's just under the hall table. Crystal, there's a good girl. Crystal, put your hat on, please. There's a good girl. Yes, Mummy, here's my hat. Here's your school bag, Kisto. Here's yours, Boofy. Yes, Mrs. Primrose. They're coming. my little ones, Bert and Mr. Charlie, dear.
I know you do, Impy.
They're lovely, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they really are.
You know, Bert, all that talk about breakfast and food and everything's made me want some too. What do you think? Homemade chicken nuggets?
Homemade chicken nuggets? I don't know about that, but I'm sure we could conjure something up. Come on, let's go and see.
Oh, what a great routine. I wasn't in on that one. I mustn't have been around that day. I'm glad you recorded it, Bird. It was lovely to hear you playing like that. I love Mr. Charlie and Crystal and Boofy games. You and Mr. Charlie, dear, makes me laugh so much. It's good, isn't it, Bert?
Yes, it's really, really good. Poor old Mr. Charlie, dear. He's so henpecked, isn't he? But do you know what? I think he likes it.
Well, I think he does if he's given 10 sandwiches for lunch and a whole melon to himself. It's no wonder he's so fat. All right, Lacey Lou, I think it's about time we wrap this up. Do you want to do your hellos quickly?
Yes, Mummy, I'll do my hellos now. Hello to Auntie Nicole, Auntie Tanya, Auntie Robin, Auntie Carla, Auntie June, Uncle Lee, Uncle Brian and Auntie Susie, Auntie Laura, Auntie Erica, Auntie Amy, Auntie Vanya, and a big special hug for Auntie Linda, who's always saying nice things and leaving me comments on my Facebook and sending me hugs and all kinds of nice things. Thank you ever so much to everybody for being so very, very kind to me. I really do appreciate it. And don't forget, if you'd like a special hello, just let us know on Facebook or Twitter or leave a comment down below and I'll do one for you.
Yes, we'll be very glad to give you a special hello on here. Right then, Bert, you better get off home, hadn't you?
Yes, I'd better get going, so I'll say goodbye until next time.
And you want to say goodbye, Lacey Lou?
Yes, I'll say goodbye. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a pretty week, and I'll see you all again next week.
And I will say thank you very much indeed for watching. And please do like and subscribe, and I'll see you again next time. So take care. Thank you again, and bye-bye.